there were some major protests this morning. We were right in the middle of it in the Musaga neighborhood of Bujumbura. This has been the scene of a lot of clashes during the demonstrations the past few weeks. Basically, the protesters trapped the police from two sides, approached on two separate fronts, and the throwing stones, throwing some Molotov cocktails in some instances, and the police responded mostly with tear gas. We also heard a lot of gunshots. We saw them firing water cannons as well to disperse the protesters. This was one of the biggest protests and the biggest clashes since these demonstrations began. But they have been going on like this on a daily basis for the last few weeks.
Now, what's the difference between these clashes and what we're hearing are celebrations? Are they two separate things or are they intermingled?
They're very separate things right now. The celebrations that we're seeing have been pretty joyful. It's really a party in the streets of Bujumbura right now. There has been some sort of looting of police stations that seems to be a part of these celebrations. And it's certainly a lot of the same people who have been out demonstrating the past few weeks who are involved in these celebrations. But they have a very different tone. This is all celebratory, whereas the clashes, feel very tense, can be very fierce, and are obviously quite violent.
We know that General Niyombare, who announced the dismissal of President Nkurunziza, is a respected figure. But can you tell us, is this coup for real, for sure, or is it possible that the president could return tomorrow and reclaim power?
That is exactly the question that we and many other people in Burundi are asking themselves at this moment. It's not certain that this commander speaks for the entire armed forces or if he is speaking for an individual faction. And already we've seen the Burundi presidency deny that there's any coup taking place and that the situation is under control. So we're waiting to see what could happen in the coming days. I think if it could be a big problem if these people who are out celebrating today find out tomorrow that, in fact, the president is still sticking around. And that their efforts have so far been in vain, and I worry that there could be further violence if that is the case.
What about the scene around the radio station there? Apparently there were troops around the radio station facility. Can you describe that?
Yes, we heard reports that there were soldiers surrounding the state media broadcaster. There have also been reports of some gunfire from that area, but it didn't seem that there was actually fighting. Maybe it was soldiers shooting in the air to disperse any sort of crowds that were gathering there. We are still trying to figure out, though, however, if these are soldiers who are aligned with the president or with the new coup leaders, if we want to call it a coup. So, again, still a lot of information we're trying to sort out about that situation.
Now, you gave us a description of the celebrations in the streets, but for the most part, would you say business as usual, or is this quite different? Are stores open, shops open, people traveling easily?
Today, the downtown area of Bujumbura was pretty well shut down. There are people in the streets. There were small protests around and a heavy police presence, but it certainly didn't feel like a normal day. I think a lot of stores were closed as the protesters sort of descended on city center, which they hadn't done before. And in the side streets, in the residential neighborhoods, there are still roadblocks, there are burning tires, there's broken glass, there's occasional skirmishes and a lot of moving protests. So, no, I wouldn't say that it feels like business as usual. It certainly feels like you're in the middle of a movement here, or as some people have called it, a revolution.
Do you personally feel safe? Is everything okay there?
We've felt safe. We were a little bit close to a hairy situation earlier when the clashes were taking place in Musaga. We got trapped between the two lines of protesters and the police. Luckily, the police and the protesters have been very kind to the media and very respectful. So the press have been able to move about freely, but there are stones being thrown, there's tear gas, there's water cannons. So there's danger everywhere. But the press so far has not been targeted. I haven't felt like that I've been targeted at all.